Dave just mentioned then about trying to read the room. And when you're stood here, when everyone's staring at you, it can be quite hard and nerve-wracking and daunting, especially today. And also how we receive thanks and honour. We usually want to kind of almost quickly direct it back to the Lord, in the sense we do that this morning. But I was sat over there earlier on thinking about, I just remember as a young boy waiting at an ice cream van, and my parents were there and they had their friends with them, and it got to the stage, and I don't know if you've witnessed this before, but my mum and dad had offered to pay for the ice creams for the friends and children, and then the other couple said, "Oh no, we've got this covered." I don't know if it's a Christian thing, but then my mum and dad said, "No, you've come all the way down to so and so. We want to get these ice creams." And then the other couple say, look, I must insist. We will get the..." And I'm as a child thinking, "Just give me the ice cream. I just want to eat the ice cream. I'm salivating here." And in a sense, we sometimes struggle with, in some ways, receiving gift, thanks and honour. But I think it's just been so precious this morning to just to be part of it. For Dave and Anne, I was also thinking of dear Brian and Kay as well. For the hearts that have been laid down and lives laid down for the sheep. We are so grateful. And this morning I can hear the echoes of it in our prayers and our thoughts. And we want to join those echoes of thank you. And ultimately we're saying, Lord, thank you that you are the good shepherd that is amongst the sheep and is taking care of him. And this is my inspiration this morning. Sorry, I've got to may give you a little bit of a hint, and the theme's come through already this morning. But I was wondering what to say this morning for a few weeks, and I just remembered Dave saying that in his where he was a GP in his surgery, that he had a shepherd's crook. And a patient had given him that crook, and this is the one. I didn't go around and rob it. I asked for it, but yeah, this is what was on, I think it was on your wall, Dave. And it just really got me thinking of the shepherd's heart of the Lord Jesus, but also that it's also lived and as an example through men and women, for Dave and Anne and others here too. And I won't be long this morning, but I just wanted to talk about two professions or vocations in the Bible. And you've probably guessed the first one. Any answers? All right, a bit obvious, isn't it? But I thought about two, which are hard working, they don't pay very well, long hours, involves protection, probably some sleepless nights, and one of them is being a shepherd. The other one in the Bible is linked with the vine and the vine dresser. And actually those two roles did used to actually sometimes overlap, the shepherd and those that were looking after the vine and the vine dressers. And I wanted just to say a couple little things about those two roles this morning found in scripture, and they are still currently a job to do now, so shepherding and those that tend the vine. And I just wanted to read a few scriptures, and it's already been read this morning from Joy, which linked up well. That meant that I was on the right page. So... And you don't need to turn there, but it was just, it's found in John chapter 10. Just something, you know, before I read these verses, it's often people's body language that sends such a message of the shepherd. It's not always just their words. And I was sat there this morning thinking about, again, Dave and Anne, and as a young man, when you're stood here trying to grow up and trying to navigate through how you speak to people and allow the Lord to, it's nerve-wracking in a sense, especially when you're a young man too and you've got all these people that are so knowledgeable. But you know what it was? Often after I'd shared, I would catch Dave's eye, and it would just be enough that he would just do a little thumbs up. And it was a crooked thumb, by the way. Sorry, Dave, but I used to stare at the thumb and it was had a slight little... kink in it, but it was just enough for me, just that little crooked thumb. And then in the afternoon it was the little message from Anne, "Well done, love, you done great." And it's just that the Lord wants to in some ways cultivate who've had a week of prayer. He wants to cultivate more in other people's lives. But on that note, thank you both for your encouragement over the years. Just a few verses here. This is John chapter 10. It says this: most assuredly, or in other words, assuredly, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens. And shepherds of old used to almost just rattle the fence, just a little tap, and the sheep would know he's here. The doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. He knows your name this morning. He knows your name. He knows every thought that you've had this morning, our wonderful God. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. I underlined in my Bible just these few words and was thinking about this morning, and it was this here, just these words: he goes before them. And I just want to again just say about Dave, there has been a sense of going before us, and I want to thank him for that. Going before, there's often, for many years, there was a standing before people, but it was the stuff that wasn't so much here that really grabbed my attention. It was the stuff that he did that was unseen. And Anne too, Brian and Kay, it was the things that were unseen. It was the protection, love on the flock and the sheep. And those sheep, man, did I get in a mess. Any sheep here go astray? Yeah, anyone just wander off the path? Who, I was going to ask for a little show of hands, and I do it in a grace, but who's just been under the correction, love and encouragement of these folks over the years? Who's had a gentle word, a timely gentle word? You know, our youngest daughter, there was complications in the birth, and we were over at Arrow Park, and on the same evening that there was complications, we weren't sure what was going to happen. There was a business meeting here, and the message phone call came through here, and they stopped the business meeting. It was right near the end, and David said, let's just stand where we are and we'll pray for them. Oh, it's a shepherd, isn't it? And the Lord wants to encourage that in our hearts, that there may be more shepherds amongst us to raise up and to use. The only way into the sheepfold is coming via the shepherd. Both of these vocations I was thinking about give life. The shepherd gives life, and the vine dresser gives life. And I mentioned in the week just gone, but both are very good at handling things. The shepherd is an expert at handling things. How they, once I remember having to cut, there used to be a sheep here, Auntie Jo's sheep called Sean. I think he used to go and get sheared by Sean. I think I'm right, but we used to take it somewhere. But I remember having to kind of hold Sean, the sheep, to get the nails. And man, they wrestle. They are very strong. But if you get them in the right position, they go a little bit limp. And I was thinking, man, don't we wrestle sometimes against God? Let him. He just wants to come into your life and my life again today, I believe. And the shepherd wants to come and reign in our hearts. He wants control of our lives, and I mean everything. I don't know if you've heard of this man C.S. Lewis. He wrote many books, and he also, you may be thinking, The Chronicles of Narnia. Great films as well, by the way. Good for your kids. And he said this in his autobiography. C.S. Lewis, he tells us how he long resisted the gentle overtures of Christ to enter his life. One day, while riding atop a double-decker bus to the zoo in London, he sensed he could no longer keep the Lord out of his life. I was in that place. By a definitive, deliberate act of his will, he literally unfastened the defences within, which he had enclosed himself for so long. Then, the presence and person of Christ moved quietly, but wondrously, into his soul. He was instantly, you may know it, surprised by joy. Oh, the shepherd brings joy. Obedience to the shepherd leads to joy. It's not doom and gloom. It's not a life of doom and gloom. Through obedience to the shepherd, it leads to joy. When Jesus enters, he brings not only joy, but peace and reassurance to the opened heart. He brings divine resources for love, life, light, and fullness of character that are uniquely his. Oh, Shepherd King, here's one that puts his hand up and say, for years I wandered, grappled at things, went off, got astray, but the loving Jesus came, rescued me, and put him gently on the shoulders, isn't it, in the hymn that we sing. Sorry, I knew I'd need a hanky today. Well, tissue. Well, the shepherd, how do we come to the shepherd? Well, he's at the door, and he invites us into a new life. This is wonderful. The verses I just read, it comes to the end of verse 6. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. I would have been in that little bracket of people, stood there, listened to Jesus, and I'd be, I don't get it. I don't get it. A bit of slow processing. So then he says this again. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear him. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill. Boy, that is happening these days. Just look at the news. Look at the culture of this time. He's after thieving and stealing, the wicked one in lives. I have come that they may have life. Amen. And that they may have it more abundantly. Oh Lord. He repeats it again. Again, for people who just don't get the message. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We've seen it by example this morning, of lives that have been given for the sheep. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who does not shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And there are many of those people these days. And I was just going to, I hope this doesn't offend, I'm sorry, but I was thinking, I heard that David, being an elder here for, I think, 46 years, 45, 46 years. And I realised that 46 years, and I did the maths, I'm sorry, I hope this doesn't offend, but I was thinking, if David worked for the Church of England and he earned a certain wage, and I worked it out, 46 years times this, it would be £1.3 million of wages for Dave. And I was thinking, Dave, don't put the invoice in, will you? And you, why do I say this? I know there's a bit of laughter, but in some ways the whole essence has been a sacrificial love of a life laid down. Oh Lord. And that is just what Jesus does for his people. It's not to do with wage. It's not to do with money. Not to do with a career. Not to do with the high ambitions of this world. It's just a laying down. And that's what they've done. That is what Jesus has done for me and you. And he's at the door and he's saying, will you come in? The invitation is there. Wonderful. Please don't be offended by that. I was trying to use an illustration of, oh, it's not about the job and vocation in a sense. It's about this state here, the heart, sacrificial servanthood. Should we go on? Final one, sorry, aware of time. Oh, my tissue's falling apart here. goodness, we've done the shepherd. Next one, the true vine. I don't know if you've noticed that when you come in here, there is that vine at the front, isn't there? I was actually really relieved when I came here that it's actually in the central place. And that, as a metaphor, I think of Jesus is in the central part of the church, is him. And that vine is right there in the central place. And when you walk in, you're walking in and through the vine. Wonderful. It says this, this is still again in John. You'd know where it is, John chapter 15, just a few verses. Remember again, these two vocations really, really involve handling people and things. And there is a skill to it. There is a real skill to how the Lord handles our lives. And I'm based in love. Chapter 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. This is the phrase, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I don't know, you've probably heard these scriptures for many, many years, but there is a real joy in abiding in the Lord Jesus. I'm thrilled. After a week at work, sometimes when I'm sorting people's teeth out, I have to be reminded that there is joy in the Lord. You know, when we do the ordinary things in life, there is an extraordinary shepherd and king and a vine that is in control of our lives. It gets us through those weeks that are tough. It gets us through suffering, loss, grief and death. Just by looking up the shepherd and being connected to the vine. What advice can I give you? I would say just being a branch. Don't get so fascinated by the fruit. Don't get overcome by all the vine dressers coming. He's going to clip this and clip. Just be being a branch. I love just being connected to the vine. Sorry, that's the vines and the vines as well. Sorry. But there is a wonderful thing, the true vine. What a connection. He wants to bring that into our ordinary lives. What does the vine dresser? He's the Father, the gardener. He tends the vineyard, pruning branches and creating fruitfulness. The branches, that's believers, us, who abide in the vine, Jesus, to bear spiritual fruit. Pruning, the Father's pruning is a form of discipline. I was going to ask for a show of hands who's been disciplined in here by the shepherds, but I better not do that. But it is, that's part of love. Correction and discipline. And that's what happens with the pruning. And then the abiding means the remaining in Jesus Christ. He wants us to remain in him. To remain, to abide, to be held, kept continually. That's what it is in the ordinary parts of our life. Wonderful Lord. When I was lost, referring a bit back to the shepherd here, when I was lost, I called out to Jesus. He did not disappoint. He heard. He came. He called and he spoke. All will be well. Is that true in our hearts this morning? Have you found this morning that the shepherd is calling you? For many years I resisted. But he's here again in love. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. And it goes on in chapter 15. It says, the things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Are we in a faith where we are just about rules, regulations, legalism, doing things just for the right things? If it's based in that there, it will fail. If it's based in a love that's from the shepherd and the vine, oh, things will grow. We will help in hurting communities and hurting families. Hurting, I'm thinking of work colleagues whose lives are hurting. Jesus wants more shepherds out there. Shepherds know their boundaries, by the way. It's often not talked about, I put it in my notes, but they know boundaries. And that was interesting what Dave was saying about the two doorbells that Dave had here, wasn't it? Doorbell for the doctoring, the GP, and then the doorbell for churches. Shepherds know their boundaries, and when they go with the sheep, they walk with the sheep. And they know those boundaries. If you get sheep near water, oh man, there's a problem. Running water, that is. They're not great swimmers, by the way. And they also, when there's a storm, they like to face the storm and just stand there. Anyway, don't know what the message is there, but probably that they need a shepherd. Yes, they are. So they need a shepherd. But it goes on. It says this, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. The Lord Jesus does that continually. We see it as examples within the church. And by that, it should be an example for us here this morning that we must lay down our lives continually. Not for anything that we earn. Not for the money and manner of this world. But that we do it honouring our God and doing his will. I want to come to an end now and finish. Thank you for listening. But I wondered if we could sing. There's a song which has been referenced already this morning. The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness never faileth. And just a little thing to emphasize again, that Jesus is standing at the door and he really wants you to come into the sheepfold. I say that to myself, I say it to the whole room. Oh, and what an embrace he will give. Let's allow the shepherd to be the shepherd of our lives, where he will bring sustenance to our walk. He will bring direction, guidance. And this one here, I tried this out on my daughter, Emily, and the little hook, just amazingly, it just fits really nice and snug around her neck. I'm not sure if I'd be... But in some ways, I did it gently and I wanted to actually have a little practice, but do you know, amazingly, I think that the Lord does use this in our lives, where who can raise a hand and say, I was going off in some direction where I was listening to this, I got involved in doing this, or I shouldn't have. Can you raise your hands if you've ever just been in that path where you've been going off? Do you know what, this here, he's made it just for you and I, where he just gently, I was going to practice, but I won't practice, but he gently comes along beside us and just puts that around us and gently just brings us back in the path. Amazing love of God. Amazing. We wrestle and we don't like to take and have that done in our lives. We often will fight against, I can do this on my own strength. I'm pretty tough enough here. I've done the journey. I'm a fantastic Christian. I know my doctrine in this. I'm an expert in eschatology, and I know I don't need this anymore. Every day, let's just allow the shepherd to come and steer us. We've had a week this week where we've been, in some ways, re-steered, if that's the English word, I don't know, redirected back unto him. So I wondered if we could just sing this hymn. Is that okay? And then maybe our heart's response is in this hymn.